Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid.
From the only place in North America where you can get a venereal disease off the seating.
Yes.
It's Guy Skins and Beer!
Yes.
I hurt.
Right?
Yeah. There's a lot of that going around right now.
Coming off, for most people, 3 days of giving her.
Yeah. Yeah, the Christmas party was rough.
It has been a long 3 days. It's been a lot of drinking.
So much drinking.
Yeah, I put so much substances in my body.
I put them in other people's bodies too.
Yeah.
I don't even know what drinks you were serving, honestly. It's just like, hey, you want to drink this?
Yeah. Well, I was not able to make it to the Christmas party that you guys were all at, but I did learn how to make a pretty mean old fashioned. And I drank a lot of them.
That's good.
I was with you in spirit.
That's how you have to do it.
And in spirits. And in spirits. You are right.
I was spirited away.
We survived Christmas is the bottom line here, and
it was an epic party though.
It was damn good.
It was tiring as shit.
But it
was an epic party.
It was an epic party, I'm not gonna lie, so
it hurt.
We did survive, that's why we're all in kind of pain and moving slow today. But what we're gonna do is talk about what are we talking about, Rob?
Well, we're going to do beer. No, we're not going to do beer card.
No,
I can't
beer,
take it anymore.
No, there is no alcohol going in our system.
You know when everybody here, it's like four and nobody's having beer. You know,
water everywhere.
Yeah. You notice that? There are like bottles of water everywhere. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
This Christmas was, a solid gift-giving season. So we're going to talk about our favorite Christmas gifts this year. So, there was a moment of silence. We haven't had those moments.
So sort of a gift of the year, so to speak, was the Google Glass version, the hard plastic VR for your phone, you know, stick your phone in there and stuff. And I noticed that there was a lot of those given away. I got one myself, you know, and we gave a few away, you know, to other people. And you know, those are pretty neat. You know, they work pretty well. They just have one real big drawback, that we like the more expensive stuff, like the Sony has, there's no controls. In the low end, you know, if you think, oh, for $7-$8 I'm getting, you know, the same thing.
You can hook up your Bluetooth controller.
Well, that's
all the buttons.
But that's if it's just, you know, if it's just lenses and plastic.
Right.
Which a lot of these are.
Almost all of them are.
Yeah. There's no controls, you know.
Yeah.
So it can be kind of a downer. It's still neat, though, and they're worth kind of having around and
playing
with a little bit.
But you're right. For most of those low-end ones, you do need some kind of controller. And that's something we should probably warn you about on that, too.
Yeah.
There's one that comes with them.
So if you had, like, a separate Bluetooth controller, you know.
Right. If you got, like, a Ninja or BYOC.
Right. So, or any good phone controller that you can do a Bluetooth controller with. Yeah, makes good sense.
You can do 3D porn, though.
Yeah, which is the beauty of it. So.
That would be all you really need.
Is 3D porn.
Just start the video, drop it, and go. Yeah, well, no, until, like, now you're looking at the wall over here, because you have no control. I know there's something good behind me.
I can't turn around.
How you doing upskirt on this bitch?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So, we those were definitely a hot item.
Cool. I mean, you know, that VR is really kind of, you know, it's got its place now. It's not like VR, you know, the attempts at VR in like the late 80s, early 90s, you know, was like, you know, oh, just the one guy in 1,000 who had one of those, you know. Now it's kind of like, oh, well, this is kind of almost mainstream.
It really is. I mean, you're right. That's what you see happening this Christmas is the mainstreaming of VR. Again, they're cheap outputs, but the fact they're making cheap ones might whet people's appetite to go out and spend the real money. Because let's be honest,
competition's a good thing. I mean, it's just going to make innovation happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, yeah. The fact that there are more players out there making that stuff at varying price points with different features, I mean,
right.
That's only a good thing.
And you've got three good high-ends out there right now. You've got the Sony for the PS system. You've got the Oculus for HTC. Yeah, none of those systems are cheap, but you're getting your money's worth on every last one of those. Great. So. All right, so who else wants to talk about what's
well? I got a plethora of cool stuff. I mean, it's hard to like choose one thing. I was going to go over it. Like, I got a really nice customized flask. Larry's daughter, you got one as well.
I posted a picture of it.
Yeah, they're very, very cool.
You didn't
cool.
see it said G2B on the back.
Yeah, it says G2B on the back. I know my camera's being shitty. So
I'm very happy.
Oh, okay.
I like that. I got my dad was very nice, got me an FS survival kit, so I've got like a bunch of energy drinks. I'm very excited about that. I need fuel. Man, I've been partying since Friday. And then I set up a network today. So I'm going to need that shit. So thank you. I got the Game Prince, which I got to start playing around with.
The Prince of Gaming.
Prince of Gaming. Yeah, like, okay, I like that it's not a Game Boy. It's not king of anything. It knows it's
the
place.
Prince.
It's the Prince.
It knows. It's beautiful. It's very cool. I got a chance to play around that a little bit. So I love those coin systems, man. So thank you very much. It was very
enjoy exciting. Your cancer.
Yeah, right? I licked it a few times. It tasted only mildly cancerous.
That's good.
So
pre-cancerous games are.
Yeah, just don't inhale. You'll be all
right.
Right. Yeah, and Ryan got me, brought a very, very nice Jameson set that I brought here that once you recover and feel like drinking again, we can sample some very nice Jameson. So thank you for that. I'm very, very happy about that. Again, I had a great friggin' holiday with everybody. And I'm very grateful to have you guys around. But man, you guys kicked my ass. Like, I am beat right now. So
I understand.
All right, Ryan, you're up.
I'm gonna agree with the Prince and was it Game Prince?
The Game Prince, yes. I love that it has a model number.
It's got a model number too.
Yeah, it's just one.
Wow, nice.
So when they come out the RS2,
right? You'll know the difference.
That's right.
And then the VR thing to try out. I haven't got a chance to play with it. Is it include non-gaming stuff?
What? Yeah, you can do. Yeah, there's all sorts of. Yeah, just go on.
Yeah, we drink while we game, so you know.
Go ahead. Yeah.
We got for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. That was
did
a good
boy.
A what?
Did it have a bow on it?
No.
That's interesting. I don't want that car anymore. Take it back.
Bow, and they said, sorry, you can't.
Oh.
You can't let you have the bow in front of the car.
Jeez.
Jackass.
Yeah, really.
Never going there again.
Right.
Then I'm walking away.
You don't pull through
no
the bow.
No bow, no car.
And then, of course, I've got the things that I bought myself that I had family wrap under the tree for me. The things that because when I tell them I need to buy these things, it's easier.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing that.
You got Overwatch, that was dope.
Yeah, Overwatch.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Something else.
Uncharted.
Oh,
nice. Uncharted. Yeah. Yeah. From the PS3?
Want that badly. I've only got like 9,000 hours of gaming to accomplish in like the next 4 years of my life, just from this year, probably.
I'm going to have to game till I die.
I know. Yeah, you would.
This is so hard. I don't know if I can do it.
And then Orgy?
I heard Orgy.
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft had
you theirs.
Yeah.
So they gave out a bunch of free games.
They're actually being decent.
So that was a nice pack.
Well, that's because they have no market share. So.
Yeah.
I have 9 Ubisoft games, and I have 0 hours played so far.
Yeah, well.
Eventually, they'll make it through.
You got Blood Dragon. That game's dope as shit.
Yeah.
I think I got 15 minutes. That was the first one I made sure of.
That game's funny, too.
Because I started on the PS3, but my PS3 died.
Ubisoft was giving away games?
Yeah, the giveaway package.
There's a chance it might still be worth checking.
My package.
How
about it? Yeah. Matt.
So I didn't get a whole lot of gifts this year because what I asked for was money because I want to buy a house. And I got a lot of that. But I also got an Xbox One S.
Ooh.
As my work Christmas present.
It's a good Christmas present.
That's a damn nice work gift.
Freaking great work Christmas present, and I've been playing that a lot.
What a jerk, I got a candy cane from work.
You probably paid more Xbox One than I have since I owned mine a year ago.
Probably.
I've been on it almost every day since I got it.
Nice. It's
pretty ridiculous.
Way to play.
Yeah.
Daily. I play
That's
mine daily.
My time.
I play one game.
I
do. Sad.
It is.
I just watch Netflix on mine.
I know. I notice you're always on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of shit to watch, man.
Lars is on Netflix. Want to join him on Netflix? All right, so Tie Bomber.
All right, so I didn't get too many terms of gaming gifts, but one of the things it is, I bought myself the Ultimate Collection for Battlefront, so I can play with Matt and everyone on the Xbox.
Woo!
Because it's fun, and we're awful.
I know the feeling, brother. I've been playing it.
Everyone's been playing for years. Or could you have gotten the lower connection and still play?
Nah, I think I just suck. I'm pretty sure.
There things that we could have played, and I was like, it wasn't that much more expensive. I was like, screw it, I'm just going to buy the big thing and just get everything. Yeah. And then I also asked for money as well, because I'm going to be doing some upgrades to my computer, so
nice. That's
pretty much it.
Tom?
Well, yeah, besides being knackered as hell, but it's from a gaming standpoint a good one. So all you guys know, I'm really big into the retro reproductions, and we've done shows on the various models and so on before, and talked about their
ones. I don't think you've ever mentioned being into anything retro ever.
I'm no, not
that's
me.
A lie.
So we've shown them out and talked about different ones and reviewed different ones on the show. So about a month ago, more than a couple months ago, there was a little chatter that Flashback was going to come out with a handheld.
Lies, I said.
Yeah, and Rob did not think
bullshit.
They were going to do it. He was calling BS on them right away.
Because it looks like the Sega one.
It looks fake.
It looked very fake. You're right. It looked exactly like the Sega one. So people were thinking, oh, somebody's just doctored it up and blah, blah, blah. But no, it turns out they actually did come out with it. It's been out for about a month now.
Yeah.
For about a month. And it's a solid build.
Not cheap.
No, but the Flashback, I'm sorry, these particular brand of retro, I'm trying to think of the name of the company now. This one's on...
It's a Firecore, but I can't remember.
Right. I can't either think of the company who's made it. But the genuine Atari one, the Flashbacks, besides the first one, which was a little bit wonky, they could have done a better job on the design on the first one. But it wasn't...
AT Games.
AT Games. Thank you. The first one was a bit wonky, but they've always done a good job on all the other Flashbacks since then. And this one does not let down. Now, this one is the first Flashback that actually lets you use SD cards, though. So you can put your bin files directly on an SD card and effectively have all that. You've tried pretty much all of them, except you said only one didn't work so far.
Nothing supercharger works.
Right. But that, I understand that.
Yeah,
you don't have that hardware.
You could emulate it.
I respect that. You know, you still have these new repro consoles coming out that can do that.
Yeah.
I respect that they have license to that.
They at least put an SD card in there.
Yeah, it also
has video out.
AV out.
It didn't come with the damn cable, the assholes.
Okay, yeah, now that...
I got the cable.
Now that I am going to tell you.
This guy came with the cable?
Right.
And this one didn't. Okay. So that kind of thing. So yeah,
that's why it's the Prince of Gaming.
The box is kind of a little misleading because you got a lot of extra space in this box. Literally, it came with a USB recording. I'm sorry, USB charging cable, the game, and an instruction booklet. So they kind of make the box look big, but no.
Assholes.
Yeah, well, it's again a lot cheaper to not have to put a transformer in there for charging it. Everybody's got something they can plug it into. It uses mini USB, not micro USB, which I actually prefer. When you're just using it for charging, you're better off, and you got the real estate, there's no reason to go micro. Micro is more prone to breakage, especially if the quality of the build is a little wonky. So I would prefer they use the mini. That way, even if their build quality is a little wonky, it's probably going to last. The charging port's probably going to last. Now, I would take a bet... That's more than just a charging port. I'll bet you it's a data port.
Updates.
Yeah, I'm going to bet you this can be updated or flashed in the not-too-distant future. I'm sure somebody will figure it out. If you check the hardware out, and I may do it someday in my copious spare time, you could probably flash this to different systems. Mm-hmm. So it's just a base system that they put their front end on. The front end is good, though. It's a really solid
front end on it, so it plays well. Yeah, like I said, I got nothing but praise for it. I mean, nothing but praise for it.
And I think thank it's pretty
you,
good
sir.
Too.
Oh, so that was my Christmas gift from him, and that is my gaming Christmas gift of this year. I did get a whole bunch of other shit as well.
I just got some shit.
No, I got a new pizza oven for the bar. I'm really
happy
about
that. Yeah, that is
pretty.
That
was
a like
one that.
Yeah,
one
yeah,
that. So pretty. Yeah, so we have a garage bar.
I was drooling on it.
That we all built. And you see, if you watched enough episodes, you've seen this live from the bar. They got me, the kids, and got me a really nice
pizza oven.
Yeah, but an actual restaurant pizza oven. Yeah, not this like, you guys
it's
got
a toast, me. I forget what the actual term, but it's like three quarts of toaster.
Yeah, exactly, but a really nice one. So we'd had a pizza oven in the bar, and it worked okay, but it's nice to have a decent oven in there, because we do a lot of stuff in the bar.
It
is really good shit, so... So yeah, that's
no more burnt pizzas.
Yeah, no more burnt pizzas.
Well, I wasn't gonna say anything.
You know, a lot of times people give white elephants.
Yeah.
Right. I gave my
wait, how long is that your name?
A white elephant, a small gaming white elephant. It was a Space Marine model. From, I think I picked it up at Gen Con, like, in 89 or 90 or something like that. But he's, like, missing the bolter, so he has no
hands. Aw, he's unarmed. Unarmed Space Marine.
He's just got no hands. They paint miniatures, and that's going to be pretty funny.
There you go, yeah, we'll paint this.
That's sick.
Put some hands on him.
All right, so, Rob, how about you?
I got an RGB mechanical keyboard, Logitech one.
Yeah. Nice.
It's pretty beautiful. I love it. It does the thing that yours does with the color dancing. So it's pretty nice. My parents got me that, along with my wife, who ran them out to go get it. And I got the Xbox Elite controller.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very happy with that thing. Yeah, it is pretty nice. I mean, it doesn't help me. My gaming level is where it's at.
It's still very nice. It's well designed.
Yeah, I want to compare the controllers because the 1S controller is also slightly different. So I kind of want to see what the differences are between the Elite controller.
Does it have a bunch of flippers?
No, it doesn't.
Elite has a bunch of little flippers on the
bottom.
Well,
they actually changed the physical
shape
of the 1S one. They made the
what? More than two?
Yeah, it's got four flippers.
It still has a Gamester back in the early aughts.
Also,
it basically is Travis's Gamester. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and then got some new stuff for guys. Games of Beer. We got the new amp, and then mixer.
Yeah, and we've actually used the mixer.
Fancy.
Oh, it is fancy too. You guys have to show put a picture up.
Yeah, I have to put that
for our
there.
Listeners of what the new mixer looks like.
We're not using it here though.
We'll have to do some fun sound test videos to really test out the low lows and the high highs.
Yeah, you can set those too. It's really nice.
Can you go?
And then we got a new shotgun mic, because our shotgun mic's been there forever.
Decades?
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Just feels like decades.
It was at my shotgun wedding.
Just feels like decades.
Yeah. Shotgun mic. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Solid Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, so on to it. You can tell this is a low-effort podcast.
Yeah. We are all really exhausted.
If you've seen the shit we've been through, you would understand. I've seen some shit.
Me too. Yeah.
All right. So what is the next topic, Rob?
Next topic is, have you hit the Steam Winter Sale yet? And if so, what'd you get? If not, why not, damn it? Oh, wait. Let me start.
Yeah, why don't you start?
Then I can just relax.
Put your feet up.
Yeah,
take it easy.
I did actually pick up a bit. The deals haven't been super yet again. You know what I mean? They haven't been super deals, but it's been some solid games that are for sale at a reasonable discount. So I grabbed them cheaper than G2A. You know, that does it for me. I'll do it.
Yeah. That's if you can get below G2A's price.
Yeah.
So
then I'm going with it.
Yeah. The gray market.
Yeah. If I can go. Yeah, if I can go lower than Great Market, I'm pretty happy with it. So, let's see, I got Helldivers, which is a multiplayer dual stick shooter. I love dual stick shooters, and I love multiplayer dual stick shooters. Really pretty looking game. And just nice looking. It's kind of a spacey game. So I'm looking forward to playing that a little bit online. Picked up Lost Castle, which I've been looking to pick up for a while. Where are you, Lost Castle? That was 30% off. It's a roguelike.
Or I won't even make the joke.
Whatever.
I'm too tired for that.
Yeah, way too tired.
Yeah, so it's an RPG.
It's
really
a roguelike.
Yeah, it's kind of a... It's an RPG-y type of game. It's got... What would you call that? Kind of reminds me of Dungeon... Whatever.
Dungeon Defenders?
Yeah, Dungeon...
Yeah, it's got that, yeah, it's got of, that look going.
Yeah, smaller characters, but...
Yeah.
Kind of got that look going for it. I liked it, so I grabbed it. I got this G-Up PC, which is a turn-based strategy RPG that's really pretty, very,
very
popular. I first ran into it on, I think, was it the Vita or the PSP? One of the two. I think it was the Vita. I really loved it. So it's nice to have it on my PC. Darkest Dungeon, which I've been playing today a lot of. That's a good game. It's a roguelike, alright. It's kind of a side-scrolling roguelike, which is weird. And it's not an action, it's turn-based. So it's
now,
really,
were you doing that network run I was watching earlier?
It's not network.
Okay.
You just play it locally. In fact, I was off the Wi-Fi.
For everyone's side, it's almost like a... Looks more like a comic book.
Yeah,
it's got comic book graphics.
And they move sort of over the background. You can sort of tell, like, they're thin. And they're moving over the background, you know?
It's tough as hell. It is a tough as hell game. It is not... an easy game because you got to get some luck in there, and if you're lucking real good, you're gonna have problems. You have a party of three goes out and goes through the dungeon. You try and survive the dungeon. You can pull out, but there's a cost to it. Your characters have
out.
Like they can actually get depressed and they can become kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So they'll end up. There probably is a stat for that. There probably is. But they can become like angry and everything. There's just all sorts of crazy stuff. Sometimes it actually emboldens them, makes them better, but most of the time it just stresses them out. So you can only play them for so long,
yeah.
And then you gotta pull them out, and sometimes the dungeon's just so freaking hard on them, you gotta pull them out early, but there's stress related to that because now you've lost because you become depressed about it, so it's pretty good. There's a whole lot of mechanics in it. It's one of those games that has like mechanics and everything. There's like weapons upgrading, and then there's character upgrading, and then there's you're adding groups to your pool and trying to manage them so they're not in the dungeons too often, getting themselves ass kicked. Then you're trying to heal them or take them to the sanitarium to get them to clear off their oddball effects. Fun game. And Hyper Light Drifter I picked up, which is a pixely kind of action RPG. It's ARPG.
ARPG?
We talked about ARPGs before. And I like that game. It's pretty, isn't it? It's a pretty looking game too.
You're pretty looking.
I know. I got a pretty mouth. You can control that with your joystick too, which is kind of nice. So you just sit back. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's usually how it is controlled.
Yeah.
Joystick. Yeah. My mom. All right.
You know.
Well, we are low energy. We can't even get good jokes going.
I'll go next. You know.
Go next.
I haven't gotten anything from the Steam sale because I'm saving for a house.
It's a similar answer to the last one.
Way to
Next.
Call back. That was a good callback. All right, Tyler, how about you?
I haven't bought anything yet. I've been looking at the deals. There have been some okay deals. Like I said on the last podcast, I was actually looking forward to this Steam sale. And overall, it would seem better compared to the last couple sales because they have been
It's better
awful.
Stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Better stuff.
It's not like 90 or 70% off, but they're games that...
You're actually willing to pay
for?
Yeah,
pay more for. So yeah. I'm actually waiting until late in the week, and once some start coming back on sale for more and stuff like that. But I'm going to be getting several games. So.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm doing the queue thing where you can go through all those games, check out different ones. I've got some pretty interesting ones that hopefully I'll pick up as well.
Did you see anything particular you're looking for?
There was nothing particular. There was one game that's not released yet, For Honor by Ubisoft Montreal.
Yeah.
It looks really interesting. The combat system is kind of unique and stuff. Basically, it's kind of like a high fantasy-ish world where you have three warring clans. You have Vikings, samurai, and then like knights all fighting. And it looks pretty interesting. We'll have to see how it actually executes, but I've heard some pretty good reviews so far of it.
Cool, cool. All right, Ryan, how about you?
Haven't purchased anything yet, but after playing the Jackbox games, those I'll have to get in my library pretty soon.
They're really good.
The 1 and 2 pack is like a bonus combo. You can get like 45 or 50.
Nice. Worth every penny.
$22. What?
Worth every penny.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of games in each one of those packs.
Well, that's it. And again, it's just good entertaining when you've got a group of people around.
Oh, yeah.
So, nice, nice. All right. Travis.
So far I really haven't bought anything on a Steam sale. I got a Steam gift card, like, waiting. I'm just like, I've kind of been kind of budget conscious. I'm like, I'm afraid I'm going to buy something and then see another game. And especially now that we're at NetFest now, so it's like, there's going to be one game that everybody's going to be like, oh, let's play this. Or,
exactly.
And I don't want to buy a copy. So it's just like, I've been like really kind of stingy, but I'm like kind of waiting to jump for the right thing.
And there's always the, at the end.
At the end, they'll bring back their popular ones.
Right.
Yeah. So again, yeah, I've been sitting on some Steam credit, kind of hoping to find like something that really like yeah, I got to have this. So. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the sales aren't that bad this year. Again, like, there's a couple times I really wanted to jump. I mean, like, Grand Theft Auto was on sale for like less than $30, which was nice. And, again, they had the Star Wars collection franchise stuff. I already have like all the Star Wars games, but like they had deep sales on those again, which is great. You know, their sales are pretty good. So
like a dozen Star Wars games in my Steam library.
Yeah.
All right, Larry, how about you?
You know, I actually did buy something. I bought Doom. It was 67% off, you know, so, you know, I thought...
For God's sake, it's great.
It is pretty fun once you get the light adjusted, right?
Yeah, so it's not so damn dark you can't see what's coming.
Yeah, like, yeah,
I can't see what's going on.
So yeah, you gotta... Don't fall further, just barely can see it stuff. You need to see it a little
bit up. Yeah. And don't wear your sunglasses.
Yeah, that's where you should be. Oh, good, I can actually see
you. Yeah,
bonus. Oh, I know they don't want a whiteout, but...
Right, but...
There is one thing I wonder if that I will be buying eventually once we get a game going for it. Gentle Jousting.
Because that's so
ridiculous. You have to play it.
I stared at it the entire last episode.
And it wasn't even a game. He was just looking at genitals jousting each other.
I do think I'm going to pick up the Darkest Dungeon.
Darkest Dungeon's a winner.
So.
And it's a bastard of a game, too.
Yeah. Kind of was avoiding a lot of the, you know, like in the past, I picked up cheapies. You know, I guess I've got enough of those.
Yeah, but this goes back to what Tyler said. They're not doing the 90% off on the cheapy shit games that you don't want anyways, or that you're gonna buy just because it's cheap and then never play it.
You know, yeah, I agree. It's a solid lineup.
They do have some of those where there are the cheap games that are super cheap, but they're not the main focus. The main focus has been like on major titles, really popular games. So it's been a decent sale actually.
Yeah, from that standpoint, it's a good deal. And like you guys, I'm kind of waiting. I've been holding, keeping my powder dry. Again, looking at Battlefield 1, because they've got a really good deal on that package with Titanfall 2.
Yeah, I grabbed that.
Yeah, I think I may grab that. But I'm still holding my powder, because like you said, whatever, at the end of the sale, everything goes back around. And
okay, is Origin having a sale on Titanfall 2 right now?
Yeah, it's like 30, I think it's $30. But if you get it with Battlefield 1, it's $75 and you get like the deluxe editions.
Oh, okay.
So you can get both as a deluxe edition for $75 for the two of them.
Okay, cool.
Which is a good deal.
I figured Larry's going to be playing sooner or later, so I've got Rabbit, so I can watch Larry shit his feet a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, so it, again, I'll spend my money on their sale and pick that up. We'll see what else is up. I mean, you know, there's a few games I could use, so. Yeah. But I'm not going to just buy shovelware.
Yeah, I didn't, no shovel this year. I just did all good stuff.
No,
I
mean, makes all sense. Stuff that,
all, almost, I mean, I mean everything I bought was
nice before.
Was either mostly positive or very positive. It was, everything was there or up. I kind of just avoided the crap this year. Sometimes I love the crap, but sometimes it's just crap.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well.
God dang, it was rough.
It was really tough doing this episode, I'm not going to lie, guys. We are dead. We are just absolutely dead. These guys are starting a 6 days of this dark dwelling and doing a show.
The darkest dungeon.
Do you notice how dark it is in here? This is actually more lit than it usually is. Usually it's really dark down here. But they actually put some more lighting in so people can actually see what they're doing. Bonus.
More lighting.
The next 6 days, we're going to probably record a few clips and throw a few clips in this. We'll see.
Yeah, it depends on the energy level, honestly.
Please. Yeah, which,
he's impressed.
They're they're a whole lot of energy level going on, gentlemen. All right, Rob, why don't you take us out?
All right, well, thank you very much for watching, guys. Games and beer. Wonder why you watched this one.
We wonder why we did it, but that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, you can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Don't forget we're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, where, of course, we will have Free Game Friday, where we will give away a free game. Look down on the screen. God damn it, it's reversed.
Is it reversed?
Yeah, there, right there on the screen, right down there, it says Free Game Friday, where you can go get a free game on Friday. And then finally, we are on Twitter, and that is at guysgamesandbeer.
Yep, because there is no and on Twitter.
We will see you next week with a much more high energy episode, I'm sure of it. And more gentle jousting.
Yeah, it is the day right after New Year, so we'll see about that.
Bye!
Bye!
Fare thee well. Oh wait, I don't have to get up. What the